A reading from the book of Proverbs. Like a stream is the king's heart in the hand of the Lord. Wherever it pleases him, he directs it. All the ways of a man may be right in his own eyes, but it is the Lord who proves hearts. To do what is right and just is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Haughty eyes and a proud heart, the tillage of the wicked is sin. The plans of the diligent are sure a profit, but all rash haste leads certainly to poverty. Whoever makes a fortune by a lying tongue is chasing a bubble over deadly snares. The soul of the wicked man desires evil. His neighbor finds no pity in his eyes. When the arrogant man is punished, the simple are the wiser. When the wise man is instructed, he gains knowledge. The just man appraises the house of the wicked. There is one who brings down the wicked to ruin. He who shuts his ear to the cry of the poor will himself also call and not be heard. Verbum Domini. Guide me, Lord, in the way of your commands.
Guide me, Lord, in the way of your commands.
Blessed are they whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord.
Guide me, Lord, in the way of your commands.
Make me understand the way of your precepts, and I will meditate on your wondrous deeds.
Guide me, Lord, in the way of your commands.
The way of truth I have chosen. I have set your ordinances before me.
Guide me, Lord, in the way of your commands.
Give me discernment that I may observe your law and keep it with all my heart. Lead me in the path of your commands, for in it I delight.
Guide me, Lord, in the way of your commands.
And I will keep your law continually, forever and ever.
Guide me, Lord, in the way of your commands.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Lucam.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
The mother of Jesus and his brothers came to him, but were unable to join him because of the crowd. He was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, and they wish to see you." He said to them in reply, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and act on it." Verbum Domini.
Lord,
We welcome our visitors from the Chaldean Catholic Church in Michigan. They typically make an annual pilgrimage here, and we always enjoy hosting them here and seeing their devotion. You may know that there are over 20 different rites in the Catholic Church, and one of them is the ancient rite of the Chaldean Church. And so we're happy to have you here. Welcome to Irondale. I'd also like to invite you to join me this weekend, as well as Father Spitzer and Jason Evert, Jeff Cavins, and other wonderful speakers in Des Moines, Iowa. So there is a Christ Our Life event that they have every 2 years there. I've long wanted to go, and this year I'll be there at the EWTN table. I'd love to meet some of my fellow Iowans there. You can still register for that event. And for those of you who are 23 years old and younger, it's free. And they have special things for just young people. Jason Evert will be giving a talk and others as well. Breakout session for young people. Just a wonderful event that I would encourage you, if you're in the area, or even if you want to travel a little bit, to come there to the Wells Fargo Arena this Saturday and Sunday in Des Moines, Iowa, the Christ Our Life event. So it's ChristOurLifeIowa.com if you want more information. You know, a little time ago, I had seen this humorous video that a family had put together, and they had, I think it was their firstborn child who was just 1 year old. And so they were supposedly, of course they weren't doing this, wanting to imitate what they see in nature, how wildlife, once the offspring of wildlife reaches a year, or even before that, they're sent off on their own. And so they supposedly, of course they're always remained at arm's distance, are sending their little girl, 1 year old, who can barely walk, off into the forest to fend for herself. And so they show her walking around in the woods and supposedly foraging for food and catching up with her supposedly a year later, a rudimentary shelter that she had made. And of course it was all quite humorous because we know that that's not possible, that children could not survive on their own at that young age and even years after that. That they need to be taught, they need to be nourished, they need to be cherished and helped. And so one of the things that's necessary for our young people, and thankfully our Catholic heritage has a rich heritage of this, of instructing the young. And this is something that we see in today's first reading, the book of Proverbs. Today, not too many people refer to the book of Proverbs, but this was not so in the early church, that it was seen as a way of instructing the young, instructing all people, really, but a way to show them the way of virtue and vice. And virtue is the way that's going to lead to their flourishing, where vice is something that's going to lead to their diminishment. And so yesterday we started the book of Proverbs, and today we continue it. And to show the importance in the early church, let's listen to the words of the great scripture scholar who died in the year 420 AD, translating the Bible, St. Jerome, when a mother asked about how she was to teach her daughter the scriptures. The mother's name was Leta. So how did Jerome respond to her on how to teach her child in the scriptures? What was the best way to do that? So he said, for her, the Bible must take the place of silks and jewels. Let her learn the Psalter first, so the Psalms. You know what the most popular songs in history are? It's not what's in the top 40 today. It's not the greatest hits of this person or that person. The songs that have been sung for centuries and that the church sings every day or recites every day are the Psalms. There's 150 of them. So this is what Jerome says. Let her first learn the Psalter and find her recreation in its songs. This is something that the church, as I said, prays every day, every Mass. We have one of the Psalms, many of them written by David, and then others by other authors. And we have our Divine Office as religious. Some lay people pray that as well. And it's primarily the Psalms. And they really express every emotion, every joy, thanksgiving, struggle, wrestling. Those sorts of things are all expressed in the book of Psalms. So St. Jerome says, let her learn the Psalter first and find her recreation in its songs. What's number two? Let her learn from Solomon's Proverbs the way of life. So how she is to live. What is a good action? What's a bad action? What's going to lead to flourishing? What's going to lead to diminishing your life? Let her learn from Solomon's Proverbs the way of life. From Ecclesiastes, where we hear vanity of vanity, all things are vanity, how to trample on the world. In Job, she will find an example of patient virtue. We all need to learn patience, don't we, with the troubles of life. He says Job will help her to learn that lesson. Then let her pass to the Gospels. They should always be in her hands. And she should steep herself in the Acts of the Apostles and the Epistles. So you see the importance of that Jerome places on the book of Proverbs. And perhaps you want to pick it up today and do some reading of these Proverbs. Now we are in a section today where we have these typical two-line verses where you're going to have one verse and then there's going to be a contrast to it. One verse that speaks maybe something positively or negatively, and then the opposite, a contrast. So what did we hear today? Here are two of those two-line verses. All the ways of a man may be right in his own eyes, but it is the Lord who proves hearts. So do you remember what our Lord said to Samuel? That man sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart. He knows what's in the deepest intentions and motives of our heart. So Proverbs, all the ways of a man may be right in his own eyes, but it is the Lord who proves hearts. So you see that contrast. Here was another one today. The plans of the diligent are sure of profit. If you are attentive and doing your work well, it's going to turn out well. The plans of the diligent are sure of profit. But all rash haste leads certainly to poverty, just acting rashly without even thinking about what you're doing leads you to poverty. Here are a couple others that weren't in today's reading. A wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is a sorrow to his mother. A man of quick temper acts foolishly, but a man of discretion is patient. I've been enjoying, we had recently on the network, I just happened to catch one day, a program that was produced by the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Holy Eucharist. And it was actually a series that was produced by EWTN a few years ago about growing in virtue. And that's really the emphasis, really, of their educational approach, is it's a more positive of growing in virtue. Growing in virtue. And so I visited the website that they have. It's Open Light Media, Disciple of Christ, Education, and Virtue. You can also find the DVD with the series on our religious catalog. But one of the little short videos I had is that happiness is living a virtuous life. What is virtue? It's pursuing the good and acting on it. What did our Lord say in today's gospel? Who are my mother and my brothers? Those who hear the word of God and act on it. So it's basically we're hearing what is good, we're learning what is good from the book of Proverbs or other good instruction, but then we're actually going to act on it, we're going to implement it, we're going to interiorize it, we're going to make it part of how we live our life. That's what virtue is. It's a good habit that we have developed. And so, for an example, they have a little testimony of one of the students there who had graduated from Sanctus Spiritus Academy, where the Dominican sisters teach. And he's now at Michigan State, and he's in a fraternity house. And so he is talking about his own experience when in seventh grade at the academy, he was a class clown and he was acting up a lot, so much that the teacher said, go see the principal. Go see the principal. So on his way there, he's kind of trembling, you know, what's this, what's going to happen? How am I going to be punished? And so he goes to her office, and she's got a bag of cookies on her desk. And he's wondering, well, what are those cookies there for? And here's what she said to him. You need to practice self-control and patience. I'm going to give you this bag of cookies. It was a Friday. And on Monday, I want you to bring me one back. I don't want you to eat them all. I want you to bring one of them back to me. So that night, he ate all of the cookies, but he kept one. Saturday, there was no other sugar in the house. He's looking at that cookie. Well, I guess I should hold off. Sunday, again, no dessert. That cookie looks awfully good. But then Monday, he happily brought that cookie back to her as she had instructed him to do. But he talked about how that was really a lesson in self-control. That's really served him well now as a student, a college student at Michigan State, in the fraternity where there's many opportunities to indulge and to do things that are sinful, and how that little lesson helped him. And so, a good friend gave me some of the charts that they've produced, and I would encourage these. You know, there are 850 schools that use this program. And maybe if you're a homeschooling family, this is something you want to look into, the Disciple of Christ Education and Virtue. So you can visit that website. You can learn more, but let's look at a couple of the virtues. And so what this is a guide, really. And this is one of the things that they have for children. So Sister John Dominic, who's been teaching children for 30 years, she worked with others in producing this program. And they said it really changed the atmosphere of the school from more of a negative to a positive. The atmosphere became more positive. And they will have like a particular virtue that they'll spend a week on. And they'll even have the children say, well, what do you think this means, this particular virtue? So let's look at some of the virtues, and they divide it up into the four cardinal virtues and then the virtues under each of those. So the first cardinal virtue is justice, fairness. And under that, they have the virtue of generosity. Generosity is a virtue. So for ages 6 and up, what would you say to a 6-year-old to teach the virtue of generosity? What's it look like? share your items and your time. What does it sound like? Would you like to have one of my cookies? Ages 10 and up, share. Give away extra things that you have. Ages 12 and up, give of yourself. Focus on one act of charity, kindness each day. Can we all do one act of charity, one act of kindness each day? Yeah. Another one, kindness. Six and ages six and up. What does that look like? Talk to someone who seems sad. What does it sound like? Do you need help? Ages 10 and up. Ask how someone is doing. Respond to kindness by being kind in return. Ages 12 and up. Practice speaking, thinking, acting kindly, even when the other person is not being kind to you. We can use this at the age of 60, you know. We can use these basic instructions. Well, let's just look at a couple of others regarding fortitude. Patience, ages six and up, wait your turn. Do not get upset if things do not go your way. What does it sound like? I will not complain. Ages 10 and up, be a good listener and don't interrupt. Wait your turn. Ages 12 and up, listen to others. Wait for your turn. Tolerate inconvenience and annoyances. Perseverance. What does that look like? Finish your chores and do your homework even when you don't feel like it. What's it sound like? I'm not going to give up. So the book of Proverbs was seen as a moral instruction. And what is more, what is the moral life? It's how we are to live, to flourish, how we are to prosper, and ultimately to get to heaven. So it's about practicing these virtues that I've mentioned and that the sisters teach so well. But there's something even greater, right, that is on top of that, the gifts of the Spirit that we receive, the grace of God, like at this Mass that we receive today, elevates us even more. So let us persevere in avoiding evil and doing good as the scriptures exhort us.